That is who you are.
Let's give the Lord a hand praise. Hallelujah. Have anybody found him to be a way maker for you? Light in the darkness. Oh God, he's here mending our hearts right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He makes ways out of no way. Thank you, God, because he is the way, the truth, and the life. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise you, Lord God. We thank you for this time of praise and worship and adoration for you. We give you glory, honor, and praise, God. For these next few moments, just give us a word for your people. Give me a word for me, God. Amen. And I will continue to stand for you, to lift up my voice like a trumpet in Zion, and let the world know that Jesus Christ is Lord, and everyone will see how great is our God. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Please be seated. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give God all of the glory on today. Amen. God bless you all. Three P's, God bless you. We praise the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made.
Yes, yes.
And the way I put it is, I choose to rejoice and be glad in it. Nobody drug me up in here. And my wife didn't have to remind me, the pastor, that you got to go to church today. I woke up with church on my mind. Amen. David said, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brothers and sisters to dwell together in unity. Amen. Where there's unity, there's strength. And where the Spirit of the Lord, there is liberty. Anybody free today?
Hallelujah.
Because it's Jesus said, whom the Son set free is free indeed. Amen. Psalm 107 and 2, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he had redeemed from the hand of the enemy. It's good to know where God brought you from. Because if you don't know where you came from, you won't know where you're going. Amen. But the song says, look where he brought me from. Brought me out of darkness into this marvelous light. So we praise the Lord today. God bless you all. Amen. It's been a whirlwind of a week for me. Praise the Lord. It's been so many funerals and homegoings, but you know, God shows himself in every situation. Yeah. This one service we had to eulogize a dear friend on this past Friday, the man had 5 daughters. I had never in my life seen women pallbearers. His daughters bear the load. And they were praising God. They were reflecting on what their father had implanted in them. And to see those ladies carrying that casket for their dad. I said, God, you show yourself, you're a way maker in every situation. No matter what the situation is, you show yourself mighty. Praise God. So I just thank the Lord. I thank God. I give him all the praise. You know, just a thought today. I just can't keep it to myself. I don't know about you, but have you ever been there?
Yeah.
Have God ever blessed you in such a way you just had to tell somebody?
Yeah, every day.
You know, I mean, I've never seen nobody get married and don't nobody around them know it. They're going to find a way to let everybody know I got hitched on yesterday. I found the love of my life and look at my ring. And, you know, you can't keep it. You got to tell somebody. You know, God is so good. I don't know about you, but when I got saved, I couldn't hold my peace. Now, I didn't have a whole lot of knowledge, but I had a whole lot of zeal. I was letting everybody know that, man, something has happened on the inside of me. His name is Jesus. And you know, I didn't have enough sense at the time. I'm telling folks, quit that smoking, quit that drinking. You know, I mean, I was on it, you know, hallelujah. But as my knowledge level began to increase and my zeal began to balance out, I'm still just as excited now as I was when I first believed. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. So you all pray for this, brother. I just love Jesus. Thank God for his word. Thank God for his people. Thank God for his plan. Thank God for his healing virtue. Thank God for purpose in our lives. Amen. Amen. It, it, It's good to know the Lord.
Amen.
You know, I've seen a lot of stuff and I've tried a lot of things, but I've tried nothing like Jesus.
Amen.
Somebody came up with a candy bar talking about whatchamacallit. But we sang the song, what's his name? His name is Jesus. J-E-S-U-S, the Savior of the world. The one who spoke and the universe came into existence. Amen. The one who wrote our names down in the Lamb's Book of Life. The one who brought us to a point in our raggedy lives that we recognized that we needed him. I don't know about you, but for me, I came to the end of my road. And he met me where I was, just like as the preacher was preaching in Power Hour on this morning. The woman with the alabaster box, with all of her compounded sins, she made her way to Jesus, and she was broken, she was weeping, but she was at the master's feet. And I tell you, if you touch God, he'll touch you back. He'll touch you like you've never been touched before. He can rock you in the cradle of his arms.
Yes, he does.
You might be 6'3", 400 pounds. But when you give it up to the Lord, when we learn how, and see, it's learned behavior.
That's it.
You don't come to God knowing it all. If the truth be told, you come to him, you really don't know nothing. But you know this one thing, that I was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Just like the prodigal son, Father, this is my son who was dead, and now he's alive. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Paul reminded us in Ephesians 2. He said, and you who were dead in trespasses and sin. Thank you, God. Look what the Lord has done. But because of his great mercy with which he has loved us, he has placed us in a place amongst those who are sanctified. All right, so I just can't keep it to myself.
Hey, you all right.
See, God wants us to tell it, and he wants us to tell it right.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
He wants us to be honest and open and transparent.
That's it, too. Amen.
See, the pastor, the main one, need to be on the altar because God has brought us from a mighty long way. I don't want to be self-righteous. I just want to be clothed with the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And I thank the Lord for him revealing to me who he is. Thank you. Thank you. My God. So, you know, we're going to look at Mark chapter 7, and the preacher this morning was kind of all over this time frame, this time continuum where Jesus was healing, delivering, and setting free and ministering to those who even hated him. Thank you, God. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. So we're going to look at that, but first I want to just take you to three verses of Psalm 145. Now, I would love to just read the whole thing, but I think I'll just stick with the first three verses because I can hear this writer saying, I just can't keep it to myself. Thank you. You know, he's been better than good to me. He says, I will extol you, my God. I will exalt you, my God, O King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Do that sound like somebody that can hold their peace? He says, every day I will bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. He's saying it again. Sometime we need to encourage ourselves in the Lord. Do you know that the road can get rough sometime and the going can get tough and the hills can get hard to climb? But when we trust in the Lord Jesus, he'll make a way out of no way. He says, great is the Lord. How many know he's great today? Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. Wow. Thank you, Lord. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, that I may know him.
That's it, right?
in the power of his resurrection and in the fellowship of his suffering. God, I want to identify. Yeah, yeah, God. Thank you, Lord. Somebody said, you better recognize. We better recognize, Mama Jessie, who Jesus is. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. I can't keep it to myself. Listen, can I take a quick poll? I'm going to get into this lesson. I ain't going to be before you long. I've been preaching all weekend long and yesterday. But you know what? It's something inside of me telling me to go ahead. Have anybody ever been sick and healed by the power of God? Thank you, God. Have anybody ever been broke? And the Lord came through.
Yes,
have you ever got something you wasn't expecting?
Yes.
You might have been moping around all day long. Messing around and went to the mailbox and say, what? I got to tell somebody.
Yes.
Can't keep it to myself.
Yes.
Have you ever been depressed?
Yes, sir.
Oppressed?
All right.
Stressed? But you found in him a resting place. And he turned it around. You ever been in a situation where it's been unsurmountable, seemed like? I don't know how I'm going to get out of this. Seemed like the enemy is having his way. And what's hard for man is just right for God. So in our lesson today, in our scripture today, Mark 7:31, again, that's the first word. Again, that means, Pastor Jones, that Jesus has been doing something. Jesus has been about his Father's business. He's been marching through the land. He's healing, he's touching. He's loving. He's about his Father's business. Again, departing from the region of Tyre and Sidon, Jesus had been out of the country for a little bit. And now he's coming back home. He came through the midst of the region of Decapolis to the Sea of Galilee. Decapolis just really means 10 cities. It's a region there with these 10 cities. And wherever you have cities, you have people. And wherever you have people, you have needs. And you're going to have some trouble. But you're also going to have some blessings. And you're going to have what makes up a city. I thank God that Jesus was continually led by the Spirit of God, by his Father. Jesus was about his Father. That's telling me, Sister Dorothy, I need to be about my Father's business. Yes, lead me. We're in the dispensation of the Holy Spirit. Jesus is not walking the dusty shores of Narco. But he's taking up abode in our lives. He quickens us.
Yes, he does.
Thank you, God. Have you ever needed a touch from the Lord way over in the midnight hour?
Yes.
I told somebody one time, if you can't sleep at night, quit counting sheep. Start counting your blessings. And see what the Lord has done. He came through the midst of the region of Decapolis to the Sea of Galilee. Then they brought to him, you see, that's why it's important. As Pastor Joel was teaching again on this morning, when Jesus told Simon, look at the woman. Look at the sinner woman. Look at the, I know you might not want to see, look at her and see that she's in need. It's more, yeah, thank you, Lord. Thank you. See what I see. Get your eyes off the external and see that there's a need. So then they, that means somebody, saw someone with a problem. Then they brought to him one who was deaf and had an impediment in his speech, and whoever they is begged him to put his hand on him. Hello, somebody knew. Somebody had seen before that Jesus has laid his hand on somebody.
Come on.
and healing and deliverance came. See, it's good to see. Don't forget what the Lord has already done. And don't forget what God has done in other folks' life, because your time is coming. You're going to need it. You're going to need him. You're going to need him everywhere you go. Some say, get your time in. Payday is coming after a while. So they begged him. Isn't it something when you come to know Jesus, you don't have to beg it. You just say, Abba. Father, Daddy. Lover of my soul, bright and morning star, wheel in the middle of a wheel, El Shaddai, El Kana. So they begged Jesus to put his hand on him. And he, capital H-E, so it removes all doubt who he is. He is Jesus. So it tells me that Jesus listened to the people's cry. They begged him. He said, I hear you. And I see you. He took him aside from the multitude. And see, sometimes folks lose it when God don't do stuff the way we want him to do it. See, because God, I got it all figured it out, see? This is how I want you to bless me. Now, if you do it like this, and God, if you do it like that, I know you're there. God, he don't work like that.
No, he don't.
What did Jesus' mother say when they ran out of wine? Whatever he said. What did he say, Pastor Dave? Elder Dave, Brother Dave, man of God? Whatever he said, do it. Is that word still good today? Whatever God says, do it. Thank you, Lord. You can't go wrong doing it. The problem come in when you don't do it. Because we can feel like we got a better way. And he took him aside from the multitude. Sometime you got to get away from the crowd. I know you're right. Took him aside from the multitude. Now we're talking about Jesus, am I right?
Amen.
Now they said, they begged him to put his hand on him. They didn't say nothing about putting his finger in the ear, because he's Jesus. All right, he took him aside from the multitude and put his finger in his ears. And he spit and touched his tongue. Let's not forget the man was deaf. The man had an impediment of speech. How many know that God will meet you at your point of need, right where the pain is, right where the hurt is, and sometimes it's a superficial hurt. Sometimes it's a hurt that you can't see on the outside. Sometimes it's a hurt down on the inside. And you're broken on the inside, and sometimes your mind is all crossed up, but Jesus can touch you right where you need to be touched. So Jesus put his fingers in the man's ear because he couldn't hear. Jesus put some spit on his finger and touched his tongue. Now some folks would have said, I'm done. I'm out. And if he had said, I'm out, he would have left deaf.
That's right.
He would have left speechless.
Listen.
It tells me that I need to surrender to the will of God.
Yes.
When it don't make sense, I'm surrendering all. All to thee I owe. So Jesus, then looking up to heaven, he sighed. He feels where we are.
Yes, he does.
He feels our pain.
Yes, he does.
He see, remember when Jesus looked out over the multitude and had compassion upon them? Because they were battered, scattered, and shattered.
Yes, he
does. As sheep without a shepherd.
My Lord.
He can see the group and he can see the individual. Then looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, Ephrathah, which means be opened. Can you imagine that you in that man's place? This the master of the universe have touched your deaf ears. You ain't never heard nothing. And he's touched your tongue, which you have not been able to use to communicate. And Jesus said, be opened. Are we open today? Are we open for the word of God? And look at verse 35. Let me wrap this up. This is, our God is so awesome. Immediately. What do immediately mean in the Greek? Or in the Hebrew? Immediately. Right now. Oklahoma, right now. Not that mousy kind of rat. No, right now. Immediately. His ears, listen to this, his ears was open. And the impediment of his tongue was loosed. And he spoke plainly. I wonder what he said. A man said, Jesus, Savior, Master. I don't know what he said, but he said something. He started talking. He probably said, wow, Pastor Joel said, my God, my God. Immediately his ears were open and the impediment of his tongue was loose and he spoke plainly. Then he, capital H-E, then he, Jesus, this is where the message come from today, then Jesus commanded them that they should tell no one. But the more he commanded them, the more widely they proclaimed it. He said it wasn't going to tell nobody, but I couldn't keep it to myself. Jesus had a reason for telling them that because his hour had not come. He was trying not to reveal himself to everyone until the time came. But when you've been touched by God, you just can't hold your peace.
No, you can.
Jesus said if these hold their peace, the very rocks would cry out. I don't want no rock crying out in my place. I'm going to cry with every little piece of voice I got left. The more he commanded them, the more widely they proclaimed it. Listen, they proclaimed it. Because remember, there were some who bought him to Jesus. There were some other folks that were watching what was going on. And then listen to what they say. Verse 36, and they were astonished beyond measure. In short, paraphrasing, they minds was blown. You know, they were like, what just happened here? They were astonished beyond measure. They were overwhelmed. And they were saying, he has done all these things well. He makes both the deaf to hear and the mute to speak. What manner of man is this to speak to the wind and the wave and they obey? And so there comes a time we cannot hold our peace. We have to tell somebody. We can't keep it to ourselves. And so that's when the blessing has occurred, right? But then it comes a time when you may be in need. And a miracle haven't happened. And hurt and pain is the order of the day. But then you hear somebody proclaiming Jesus. You hear somebody on their knees praying for you. You get a word that the church is praying. You get a word that this is not the end of the story. There's help for you. And so when you begin to understand that I don't have to be in this place no longer. Just like the men that was the leper say, why should we stay here and die? Oh God. So in Luke 18 and 35, Here's somebody who hadn't yet got the victory, but he couldn't hold his peace. Then it happened as he was coming near Jericho, there was a certain blind man sat by the roadside begging. Blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, right? And listen, he heard the multitude passing by. He was blind. He could not see. He asked, what's going on? What's happening? He asked, what did it mean? What's the ruckus here? So they told him that Jesus, not just your average run-of-the-mill Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. He may have been blind, but he had heard some things. He heard that this man named Jesus is able to do anything. This man named Jesus, he heard that he's giving sight to the blind. He's unstopping deaf ears. Heard that he's calling folks out of the tomb. And now I'm hearing that he's passing by and y'all trying to tell me to shut up. Isn't it something sometime today when you have an altar appeal or maybe the Spirit of God is moving? Hey, if you need prayer, come on up. And sometimes folks are said. But we need to get to a place where we can hear and know when it's the Spirit of God talking. Not just the man or woman that's talking, but when the Spirit of God is saying, come. My God. And hearing a multitude passing by, he asked what it meant. So they told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by, and he cried out saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Then those who went before warned him that he should be quiet. But he cried out all the more, son of David, have mercy upon me. And the rest of the Torah say, Jesus said, he came over there, what you need, man? I just want to receive my sight. Jesus, in my little mind, no problem. Bam. Got his sight back. You know, isn't it amazing how our faith being reconciled with the power of God can come together for a beautiful thing? Trust in the Lord with all our hearts. Lean not to our own understanding. In all of our ways, acknowledge him and he'll direct our path. I can't keep it to myself. God, you've been too good to me, God. When my oldest daughter was almost, her eyes had rolled in the back of her head at 2 years old, and there was no 911 at the time. We didn't know what to do, and she couldn't breathe, and she was hiding, and my wife said, let's pray. I've only been saved a little over a year, and I'm trying to do what daddies do, make it work. Daddy didn't know what to do. Mama said, let's pray. And we prayed, and then her eyes started coming back. She started moving again. Then the operator answered the phone. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. This is the God we serve. When my youngest daughter was born with a heart defect, gained 1 pound in 5 months, complexion was blue. But the Lord, the God we serve, who's able to give sight to the blind, who's able to unstop deaf ears, we cried out to him. And in the midst of our crying, I found myself in the cafeteria of Children's Hospital, and there was two women with hot pants on, smoking. They were at the hospital for some reason. And God used that opportunity for me to go and minister and witness to those two women. And they threw their cigarettes in the trash can. And they said they're going to start going to church regardless of what their husbands say. This man named Jesus. There's nothing he cannot do. And everything he does has purpose. Thank you. No wonder David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Have you heard somebody say a quote part of a scripture? And I think Pastor Jones over that sometime today where it talks about the one who has been forgiven much, loves much. If you know where God has brought you from, you can't help but praise him. When you know where God has brought you from, you can't look down your nose at nobody. All you can do is give God glory, give him praise. What shall I render to the Lord for all of his benefits toward me? I'll just take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. Hey, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Luke 7, 41 through 43, there was a certain creditor. This was a part of the lesson that they left out this morning. Certain creditor who had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. And when they had nothing with which to repay, how many know we ain't got nothing to, we can't buy this? You can't sign your name for a loan? God, give me just salvation and I'll pay you back. Thank God we don't have to go there. I came to Jesus just as I was, weary, wounded, and sad. But I found in him a resting place, and he made me glad. Job said, all the days of my appointed time will I wait till the change come. No matter what my situation looked like, no matter what I'm going through, with balls all over his body and his wife saying, why don't you just curse God and die? I can picture in my sanctified mind. He looked out the window and he said, charred tree that had been hewn down. And he looked at it, but he saw a little sprout. And he said, I just want to know one thing. If a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. I want to let somebody know today, your change is coming. Hey, he may not come when you want it, but he's always on time. Keep your mind on Jesus, and he'll answer prayer. Praise God. God bless you all. Praise God.
Praise God. Let's give a little hand praise again. Amen. Is that a message or is that a message? Praise God. Let's stand and we'll be dismissed.
We need to pray for Tiffany today. She's going all the way overseas.
Nah, come up here, Tiffany.
What are you going, Greece?
All right. Oh, my goodness. Don't pray and dismiss him. We're going to pray for Tiffany.